you always do post-match tea? Is that a tradition of yours, or is
it still? I do tea whenever I possibly can. So post-match, pre-match, all day long. I think I've this about my sixth cup today. I'm British, that's what we do.
That makes sense. Thoughts on the game?
I thought it was very much rain Kansas, very tactical, very edgy at times. I think I said to the girls after that every game we pretty much play with them is like that. Limited chances, it can come down to mistakes or a bit of brilliance. And thankfully today, Kim's bit of brilliance won us the game.
What was different overall about this performance versus the home opener?
Oh, it's like a different team. And I said that to them at half-time, it's a completely different team, like more than we've ever seen of them. Such a drastic change. And it all comes down to the things that we know we're good at, you know, defending, being hard to beat, shape, all that stuff, boring stuff, that makes us who we are. And we did okay at that in Boston, but we still weren't great. But we took our chances and then... I thought we were so much better today. I mean, everyone knows Kansas and knows that they like to play through teams and move it quickly. And we just stopped them doing that, which I thought the midfield unit especially was excellent. And I thought the front three worked really hard defensively.
Building on your midfield comment there, you moved Bev back into that second mid role like you had done in preseason.
Yeah.
How do you think she handled that today?
Well, I thought Bev was brilliant. She's so clever as a defender, so clever. And then with Kim playing a little bit deeper, them two can combine really well together. And last week when we had to do that, Boston started to put us under a bit of pressure, but I really believe that against Kansas that Bev, Kim and Keelan's qualities would really suit playing against Kansas. I think Bev started the season really well. I think in every game she's probably been one of our most consistent performers. And she really enjoys playing there, which is a bonus.
Going forward, is that Bev in the mid, is that going to be something that you're going to carry on over going to Orlando, or is it going to be a case-by-case basis?
I think it's case-by-case. Each team we play is different, and obviously Lindsay Alston came in against Boston and was excellent, I thought, changed the game. At the time, we were under a lot of pressure and she came on and kept the ball for us, which she needed that. Every player who's new to the team needs that moment where they go, I can really do it in this team. And that was Lindsay's last week. And then, you know, it was a difficult game to come on to today. But obviously with the little injuries and little knocks that we got, we had to make changes very quickly. And I thought the subs were great because it was a tough, tough game to come into. It's one of them games that if you didn't have to make a sub, you probably wouldn't have. But yeah, it'll definitely be a case-by-case basis, I think, depending on who we're playing and what we think their strengths are and what we think ours are, for sure.
Cam off to a strong start this season here. Is it heartening to see her hit the ground running like she has?
Yeah, I mean, she's a joke. The thing with Kim is, I think she admits it a little bit herself, is we're in a position where we don't have Pino. We've now lost Jess for a while. And I think she takes the responsibility of that and says, we've got to grind out results and until they're back. And if she's going to play like that, then she can grind out results any way she wants because she was everywhere. You know, there was times where they had a few little breaks and the player getting back is Kim Little, a few crosses into the box, player controlling it on a chest and doing a Cruyff turn in your 18-yard box is Kim Little. And then, you know, at the other end, she just needs that one opportunity, gets it, and then has another one really quickly after it. And she said to me, even in the game, she's like, I don't know how she saved that, you know, which is Kim all over. I thought she was excellent today. I thought her and Keelan, I thought the midfield unit as a collective were really, really good.
Adding to that, a couple of years ago when Kim made her debut, you famously said, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
Based on this performance, were you even yourself just taken aback and just in wonder? Or
there's just times she does things under pressure. And obviously she's doing them now so deep because of the position she's playing, where you're just like, you know, you just stand there in awe, really, of her. And I'm really pleased for her because, you know, she was really disappointed after the Sky Blue game. And she's one of those people that she takes the responsibility of performances on her shoulders a lot. And she knows that when she plays well, we play well. And, you know, the response since that game from everybody, but especially someone like Kim, has been amazing. I'm just proud. I'm just really proud of her, actually. Really proud of her.
Any update on Manon?
No, we'll see. I think it's an ankle injury that's been troubling her for a while. I think she originally got it playing for Holland. So we've been managing her for a while, and I think she just fell a little bit funny. So it's one of them that can hurt a lot initially. But we'll get her checked out and see. We'll probably know more in the next 48 hours, I would think.
So Rapinoe pre-game kicking the ball around, she right on schedule?
Yeah, I think I have no idea what the schedule is, and I spoke to her actually the other day and said I think it's one of those injuries you don't really want to put a date on it because you just never know. But yeah, she's progressing as well as anyone could have hoped for her, yeah.
At the end you had Elstrom, Dahlstrom and Cruz in as subs pressuring up top.
Yep.
How did you started to comment on that. How do you feel like that pressure was down at the end of the game?
I thought they did well. I think it's really hard for players to come on in games like that. And the way that we play, they often have to come on and basically sprint around for however long they're on the field. And that's what I thought they did. And obviously we had to shuffle things around when Fletch was hurt. So, yeah, it's a tough role for the subs. But I was really proud of them today because it was a tough, tough game to come on into.
Going back to what you said about matches against KC, you know, mm-hmm. it's always going to be a tight game. Did it feel like there was any sort of alleviated pressure knowing that they were down to their third choice up top in terms of forwards because Shagrin was out with the red card and McCarty was out injured?
I think Shagrin's actually been excellent this season. I thought it was a really harsh red card last week. But, I think everybody wrote them off before the start of the season. You can never write them off. They're just class, you know. I think even with their, whatever, let's say she's third choice striker, they're always really hard to play against because they've got some really good players and players that, you know, are never going to make team of the week and they're not going to be the ones that people rave about. But week in, week out, they turn up and perform. And Bukowski, Laddish, Desiree Scott, there's probably not many midfields better than that in this league. You know, Becky Salbrun as a centre-back, not many better than her. So you can never write them off. But I think, it's going to be tough for them. It was always going to be tough for them replacing A-Rod and Cheney. And that was maybe the difference today. We had a match winner and maybe they didn't. That might have been the difference between the two teams.
And you mentioned Mandy Larson and Heather Royley. How do you think Carson did? Because there were a couple of situations where she was facing either one.
I think that was Carson's best game for us. I've said it, she's not in here now, but filling Steph Cox's shoes was always going to be difficult, whoever had to do it. And she's got a very quick learning curve that she's on, and she's taken it in her stride. And credit to all the players around her, you know, the back line and people in front of her, they're trying to help her along because it's a huge role for us and a huge position. But I thought she handled it really well. I think, you know, Hayo had to move. They had to move her into a different position to get her into the game. So credit Carson for that. I thought she did well. I think today, I can't say anybody that didn't do well, which I could have said 20 against Sky Blue. Me included.
Any other questions?
Thank you.